This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to episode 4 of Love Brand You, the show about personal branding, how your values, beliefs, and actions help you define and discover your calling and the evolution of you and your personal brand. I'm your host, Sam Rafus, and each week I'm blessed to share a conversation with successful, soulful entrepreneurs like my guest today. Belinda Pate McDonald is an author, mentor, sacred soul alchemist, and retreat facilitator from Noosa, Australia. She is known for her spiritual, intuitive coaching abilities to help people on their journey to discovering their life's purpose. Welcome, Belinda.
Thank you so much, Sam. It's lovely to be here.
I'm so happy
to connect with you again in this way.
I know. Belinda, you and I met 4 years ago, I believe, through an online mastermind group for women in our types of heart-centered businesses.
And yes, right.
As I said when I sent you the message, I'm really thrilled that you can share your time with us today.
Fabulous. I look forward to it.
Okay. Can you start by telling us a bit more about what you mean when I read in your intro that you're a sacred soul alchemist?
Yes, that was the shortest way to encapsulate what it is I actually do. But I feel the energy of alchemy is what best expresses the healing process. It's transformation. It's taking all of that is outside of wholeness, that is separated or perhaps, let's say, ignored, bringing it into love, because love is the key to transforming everything, and that love needs to come from our own hearts. Unless we're active in the healing, it doesn't occur. We can't actually allow people to be outside of us and heal us. That healing has to occur within us with our explicit permission and our choice. So the alchemy is about creating a sacred space in which people can transform and blossom, and their energy alchemically shifts into a new vibration. That vibration is what communicates to the world, and that vibration and that container of our vibration is what we interface with when we're connecting in the world. So it shifts that energy so that we communicate and connect in a different way and therefore draw in different possibilities as well. So it's all about change and shifting vibration.
Wow. As you were explaining that, I was standing here with my mouth open going, oh, wow. So give me an example of what that might be. If you were having a coaching client, give me an example.
Okay, so this is what's really important is there's one common thing in every part of our lives. So whether it be business, relationships, creating a new home, manifesting what you want, working with money, there's one common denominator in all of those areas, and that is you. You are the one common denominator, right? So if you're having challenges in one area, then you'll know that there's something that needs to shift in you. And also what I'd like to share with this is the way in which I work is using circular thinking. So if there is a challenge in your life, it means that the solution is already there. So if you have a question, it means the answer is already there. In circular thinking, that answer gave you the question in order that you would find the answer. So if you think about a circle, it has a beginning and ending point. And it is the same point. So at the beginning of any circle, that same point is where it ends. So anything that you begin already has the completion inherent within it. Therefore, as we travel the circle that leads us to that completion, we know that along the way, that completion is going to inspire us and guide us and also challenge us to find the answers within that completion. So anyone coming for a session with me is coming because they want to expand. They want to open to more of their wholeness, and they want to discover their wisdom, their innate wisdom, and the answers that they hold within them. They come to empower themselves on all levels. They come to, let's say, discover their sovereignty, discover the power of wholeness, and to expand into aspects of themselves that exist across other dimensions as well. So it's not just their physical world or their emotional world or their mental world. They want to connect into their spiritual world and beyond into the greater picture, the bigger picture, and bring all of that into relationship with what they're experiencing in their everyday life. So I look to the challenges that may be coming up within their lives as teachers. Those challenges are there to afford the opportunity to allow greater wisdom to come forward. With that greater wisdom, the answers come through and resolution occurs, transformation occurs, and unique possibilities flow in. So that's just a snapshot, really. I want to keep it short because I know we've got only a small amount of time here, right?
Yeah. Okay. How did you get here? Tell me your backstory that got you here.
Right. Yes. Well, I've always been drawn to the invisible. Ever since I was a very small child, I connected in with the unseen world, and it spoke to me in every way. It inspired me, and I felt comfortable with it. I was blessed to be in a family situation that supported that, didn't think it was strange.
So is this clairvoyance you're talking
yes,
about?
Yes, yes, yes. It was a clairvoyance and a clairsentience, a knowing,
yep.
And a clairaudience. I could connect in and hear things in the invisible as well. And I have to say that as a child, I was really connected with it. Then, of course, you start to move through your life and different aspects kick in. You know, your intellect kicks in and you work more with your intellect. But there was always that sense of something greater in my life that was flowing through me.
And where did you grow up again? Where did you grow up?
Right, so I was born in Sri Lanka, which is a little island off the bottom of India. And I came to Australia when I was 2. So my family, it's a real meeting of East and West, if you like, which I think is a beautiful balance. So that acceptance of the invisible, the acceptance of the energy of the divine feminine that sits underneath us was very present with me. I went into the world of advertising, which was a very creative, sparkling industry, very stressful. And within that world, I used my meditation and my connection energy to make my job, let's say, easier and to allow myself possibilities that perhaps I wouldn't have if I didn't feel so connected. So this sense of connection, this sense of being supported by the world around me has served me incredibly well. And was always meditation, healing was always a great love and passion of mine. So it was a hobby. And all of the, let's say, interest that I had in this, all of the connection that I had with this hobby, I used really practically in a rather stressful industry. And it brought me results which I know I couldn't have had if I, let's say, ignored the invisible and ignored the greater possibility that was open to me.
So were you the person in the room? I'm sitting here thinking I worked in marketing years ago, and
yes,
it was always stressful deadlines. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, are you the person in the room that was always calm and the rest around you were trying to figure out why you were the calm one?
You know what's interesting? It's not necessary. I never feel actually super, super calm. What I feel is connected, because sometimes calm has, let's say, a connotation of being passive. But what I feel is, in that connection, I feel almost like fueled in a really positive, clear way by a resource that's all-knowing. And so the calmness was more a sense of knowing, which, let's say it's like a security, because when I made decisions, they felt clear, they felt decisive, they felt knowing. So in that, yes, it's a calmness, but it's also a connectedness and a vitality.
And trusting.
Yes, trust. Trust. That's the hugest thing. I would say that's part of the biggest why in my business, is to help people really expand into their inner wisdom, to trust themselves, trust the invisible, and to create within that empowerment.
I got it. I can see how people would appreciate that, coming to see you and getting that sense of trusting their own innate wisdom. Okay.
Absolutely, and it's about them doing it for themselves.
Yes, that's the key.
Great.
I want to touch on, okay, we've talked about trusting. Let's move into what about obstacles? Even though we've talked about trust, along the way there had to be some sort of obstacle that you could share with us.
Oh, yes, sure. I have had lots of obstacles. It's again, about those obstacles being teachers, right? So some of the greater obstacles that I had was trusting the process of moving out of that well-paid, regularly paid corporate advertising job. And I was guided to move out and start my own consultancy and work with art buying and photography. So I created my own creative services agency. It was in a big city, Sydney, in Australia. And I learned a lot with that, a lot about being connected, being guided, and trusting. And it was an obstacle for me to get through my own resistance. I knew that I had to get through this, but the obstacle was myself, really. And myself saying, I don't know how this is going to work. And my soul saying, you don't need to see the whole thing at the end for it to work. You need to understand that this is opening a new possibility that you can't see yet. And if we work together, we're going to unfold that possibility. So the biggest obstacles I've ever had have been with myself, really. And with
that
part
true?
Of me. Yes, that's right. It's all about us and that part of us that wants to know, how is this going to work out? But that part of us, that separated part, isn't quite grasping the wholeness and the bigger picture. So as I see the obstacles now, I see that obstacle has come in simply as a teacher to ask me to expand more and find the resources that I already have to move through the obstacle. So I would say I have come to a greater, deeper appreciation of obstacles, over the many years, because I have been doing this as a full-time business for around about almost 25 years, I think. So that's with my healing business. And prior to that,
okay.
I had my photography business. So I've had a lot of opportunities to learn about obstacles. But it's definitely trusting that inner wisdom and taking a leap of faith and to create it as my life path, to create my life path. So
And I was just going to say, be that role model for your clients, because we can't have the people that we're trying to help do anything other than what we are.
Absolutely. It's
okay.
very much about embodying it first, and then the resonance
yes.
moves through us, becomes a morphic resonance, and then that
exactly.
helps shift others as well.
Exactly. We need to take a short break here, but when we come back, I want you to share with us what values drive you and your brand. Okay?
Sure.
Have you ever asked yourself this question, why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Okay, and we are back. Before the break, we were talking about values. So tell me, Belinda, what values drive you?
I would feel authenticity is a really big value. Devotion, love, trust, service is definitely a value of mine, being of service, and wisdom. And always attuning to the guidance from my soul and my team. I like to call them a team of...
Yeah.
Those that assist me in spirit. So my values are around trusting and being devoted to my path, being of service, and trusting in the bigger picture to give me the direction that I need in each moment. And again, that reinforces how that can help create new paths and possibilities that I couldn't see just with my personality as such. The core of why I do what I do is service and devotion, and that is very strong at the basis of my business values.
For me too. For me too.
Yeah.
And again, that's why we connected on the mastermind group. It was
right.
a group of like-minded women, and that's why we were there. So we
are absolutely.
For
yes.
sure. So how does that move into your hummingbird healing? Tell us a little bit about how hummingbird healing came to be, why you chose the name, why you chose
right.
the colors. How does that fit into your brand?
Right, yes. Well, actually, prior to my business being named and branded as Hummingbird Healing, I branded it as In Unison at the very beginning of my business, because I'm all about unity, about wholeness, and about connection, expanding into a greater wholeness. But as the years passed...
It's about evolution.
It's about evolution.
Yes.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to change, right? shift and change as the guidance comes in. That's so important. So then I became a mum after a number of years of working in my business. And I had a couple of years where I was looking after my daughter and just taking it easy with my work. So I was only working a few days a week. And as part of that, I had the inspiration that I was opening to a new way of expressing my healing work, which I feel comes directly from the love that opens within you when you become a parent, when you become a mum, right? There's
this
depth of love, right? You can relate to this, having two daughters, right?
Everything
Three.
I had my kids, too.
Exactly. So then I was just, actually I was simply looking at a mandala book on the bookshelf and the words hummingbird healing came in and I saw the hummingbird. My logo is a mandala. It's hummingbirds connected, all centering into the core, coming from all around and coming into the core, which is what I feel I teach as well. It's like draw from everything around you, but bring it back to the center. Always come to the center. The hummingbird is joy.
I like that.
Right? Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Joy, infinity, possibility. They're just such beautiful, joyful energy, the hummingbird. And the colors, pink and green, are heart chakra colors, very much representing the love. And I love that. In fact, when I briefed my designer, who is really in tune, on the logo, I didn't even talk about a mandala. I suggested that I wanted it to be around wholeness, and she came back with that mandala, so it was perfect.
Oh, that is, I'm shivering here. It's like, that is so...
It's beautiful.
When the people around you that you do business with, that you work with, that you align with, and it all comes together like that, that's when
you know
you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You know that your calling is your calling.
Absolutely. And I'll just say on that, that when you really come back to that center, but expand into the wholeness and allow what needs to come in to be there, you attract those people. They come in.
Yes.
And I'm sure you've experienced that as well.
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
When you, I always say you put it out there.
You
think about it, you meditate on it, you might write a note about it, you might think about it. That happens to me all the time. I think about a certain person and think, oh, I need to connect with them. And it's almost having that thought is what puts it out there. And either I remember to call them or suddenly I'll see a message come across from that individual and it just aligns so perfectly.
Oh, yes.
I've
experienced that so often. I love it too.
So tell me, what's your best daily habit that aligns, again, with everything that you do right now?
Right. I would have to say connection. My world is about connection. When I'm not in connection with everything around me, including the earth, the cosmos, nature around me, I feel out of sorts. So my daily habit, which happens every day regardless, is I sit in my chair in the healing space that I've created for sessions. Sometimes it's my chair in the healing space, or I have a special spot in our living space too. There's two places where I feel really connected. And as soon as I sit there, the buildup of all of the connected energy that I've experienced in that spot immediately brings me into center. And then I surrender and I release into my heart space. And I do a beautiful connection process of connecting into the earth's heart, using the rainbow ray to draw that energy up into my heart, moving from my heart up through my crown chakra into my higher chakras and into the cosmic heart. And then I allow that to spiral back to me so that I create a beautiful infinity loop of rainbow light moving from the core of the Earth's heart to my heart to the cosmic heart. And this becomes a real connection. I always make sure I attune to my team, make sure I'm connected with them, and create a beautiful sacred space around me so that I'm 100% clear that what I'm inviting into my sacred space is love-based. And I'm open and ready and surrendered in a way to guidance, but also ready to act upon that guidance. And that really aligns with what I do in my daily work, because I'm all about helping people with trust and expansion. So I need to connect in, to trust, be connected, in order for me to hold the vibration of that connection. And obviously I have a deeper attunement that I do before I work with clients, but that's my everyday connection.
That is powerful.
Yeah, it feels strong and it feels supportive.
And you use that same type of exercise for, that's how I can think of it, that's the same type of exercise that you would work with your clients on?
Absolutely, yes. I always end any session with an alignment to that unity. The rainbow ray is the ray of unity. And to bring that up, and to the important thing also is to connect with the earth, because any shifts and changes we make, it's important to ground them and make them real. It's important to remember that the earth is part of the cosmos. And so we always complete any process that we do within the healing with that earth connection, and then also with the cosmic connection. So it aligns and it balances.
So this type of work that you're doing, you have local clients, but you also work with people throughout the world, do you not?
Oh, yes. I would say, actually, I have more of a global base for my business than I do locally. It's a very small area where I live, yeah. So it's a resort area, really. It's very beautiful. But I work with people around the world. Skype is a beautiful thing. Skype or Zoom, it's a beautiful thing.
We live in the world where we can be anywhere, anytime.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, I am so honored to have you here. I love this conversation. We're getting to the end of our time.
Yes, thanks, Sam. It's been great.
Tell me what your best parting words of advice or wisdom that you can leave our listeners with.
I would have to say it's trust yourself and develop a way of trusting yourself completely. Bring all parts of yourself into wholeness. Connect every day. You know, that's where we get our strength, when we connect. When we feel separated, we feel fractured. When we're out of wholeness, we feel disempowered. Do everything you can do to trust yourself. Connect and bring yourself into that balanced wholeness. Remember, you've got the resources around you and within you to bring yourself into wholeness. And one of the yes?
I was just going to say, and by doing it daily over and over, when you were talking, just to back up, when you were talking about you, regardless, you do that meditation every morning. Without
yeah,
fail.
That's exactly right. That's
and
right.
It's years that I have done a daily morning meditation without fail as well. And I notice even if I miss a day or two, I was away last month and I had missed a couple days and I felt off. And that's really
exactly
where you get your connection and strength from, is that continued daily practice. And that's why I like to ask that question about what are your
yes.
daily habits. I try to ask that of every guest, so
yes.
we can see what it is that helps each of us, again, connect with our personal self and love ourselves and our brand. Okay,
absolutely.
So back to the parting words of wisdom or advice. You're talking about connection, and now
trust,
tell me
yes.
how people can connect with you. So once we leave this call,
right.
and listeners want to stay connected with you, what's the best way?
Well, I'm across most social media platforms, but my website is hummingbirdhealing.com.au, and there is a sign up there for my newsletter, and I post the newsletters probably only once a month because I'm into making it really have a purpose, in a sense of just bringing through insights and energies that are current and perhaps a process to help people deal with energies that are current. So website, on Facebook, that's another place where I love to post. Facebook is facebook.com, Hummingbird Healing. And on Instagram as well, that's another place I love to play, and that's also Hummingbird Healing.
I love Instagram too.
Yeah, I love it too. It's playful and fun.
Okay, so I've got that. I'm going to put that on the show page, and our listeners can look there and find you. And Belinda, thank you again for being here. I've loved our conversation, and I hope our listeners...
Oh, thank you, Sam.
So welcome. Thanks for sharing your time with us, and I'm your host, Sam Rafis, and until next time, keep sharing the love.
This is the EWN Podcast Network.